Shmuel Beis Perachov Beis Pasuk Hey. So we are in the middle of the Shira of David at the end of his life, the great Shira, the poetic praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that David utters in Shmuel Beis, and it is repeated almost identically in Tehillim Yud Ches. And looking at the difference between how they appear is a fascinating contrast that Chazal often use. Pasuk Hey Vav and Zion are all about the tough situation, as they used to say on Blue's Clues. You're in a tough situation. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save David and get him out of it, because no one else possibly could, and certainly David couldn't save himself. So Pasuk Hey, Ki Afafuni Mishperei Maves, because the torments of death encompassed me. Nakalev Liyaal Yiva'asuni. The floods of Belial assailed me. A swell of the wicked terrified me. So wicked people all around me. Nakalev Liyaal is an image of a stormy rivers all around you, threatening to drown you. Everywhere I look, there are traps. I'm encompassed. Afafuni. Chazal connect to the word ofan, which is a wheel, showing that the misfortunes that David went through over the course of his life were unrelenting, like a wheel turning around and around and around, rolling from one to the next one without ever stopping. Rabbi Achon, the Gemara, says it's like the word pania, turning. David turned from one side to the other and saw nobody else who was going to save him. Some say afafuni from the word af, from the nose, meaning it's like when you're drowning, and the water or the sand that you are trapped in is all the way up to your nose. Your nose is what you use to breathe. It's where man, the man Lois says in a beautiful way, draws the breath of life. So if your nasal apertures, if your nose is covered, you won't be able to breathe, then you're going to stifle immediately. So David is encircled by troubles, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save him. But more about the troubles, Pasuk Vav. Chevle Sha'ol Sabuni. The travail of Sha'ol, the cords, the ropes of Sha'ol surrounded me. When one is tied up, one is completely wrapped all around in ropes that hold you tight. Kidmuni Mokshe Maves. Snares of death confronted me. The imagery is beautiful and poetic, but it's also instantly understandable. When a person is just absolutely confined and restrained and has no way out, Sha'ol is often used as the lowest level of hell. Also, it could be the Sha'ol, the troops of the wicked who surround David HaMelech. So, snares of death, all of these four from the past two psukim, the Chazal connect to the empires that subdued Klal Yisrael. Starting with the Afafuni Mishperei Maves, the Nachalei V'Liyaal, the swell of the wicked, the Chevle Sha'ol, the cords, the ropes of Sha'ol, and the Mokshe Maves, the traps of death, the snares of death, are Bavel and Paras, and Greece, and Rome. So these are the kingdoms of Galus, of Klal Yisrael, that afflict the Jewish people. Ma'asa Avo Simon Lamanim, when David makes an eternal Shira, like this one, it is going to have long-term echoes throughout Jewish history. I heard a Shira this morning from Rabbi Beryl Wine, talking about the days of Herod the Great. And as he said, the one thing about Jewish history and studying it is, as it's one travail, one Mokshe Maves after another, is that no matter how bad it gets, you can always find something to say, well, at one point it was even worse. The days of Herod were like that. Lo Yalenu, the days of the Holocaust are like that. So David is talking about all of these things, everything that's going to afflict Klal Yisrael over the next several thousand years. And then the final pasuk in this little section about David's suffering and how he's trapped, pasuk Zion, Batsar Li Ekra Hashem. In my distress, Batsar, when I am in tzar, a tight place, when I am confined, I call out upon Hashem to Hashem. Ve'el Elokai Ekra. And, yes, I called unto my God, my God. So interesting how he uses the same Lashon twice. Vayishma mehichalo koli. And from his halls, from his temple, he heard my voice. Veshavasi be'oznav. And my cry entered his ears. Now it's interesting that he uses a Lashon of future, ekra, I will call out. And vayishma, and he heard, is avar, is past tense. But all of them, Rashi says, denote the present tense. Whenever I find myself in these situations, I call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reach out and he's going to hear me. No Melech Basar Vadam can be compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Melech Basar Vadam, like in the case of Achashverosh, you have to go to his chambers and plead your case in front of him and hope he hears you. Even David HaMelech, right? The old woman who was sent to get him to bring Avshalom back, she had to come to his chambers to talk to him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can hear you from his dwelling place, which physically is not even on the same plane as us. But he hears the voice of those who cry out to him, and he sends support, as David has said, immediately. And the next section is going to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he saves David, saves him in battle. And it doesn't speak about David at all, but about the splendor and the dread of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which impacts not just the enemy, but also all the forces of nature itself.